It is Victoria from the Ordinary People Academy. I am doing my first live into this Instagram account. You might formerly have seen me in the Stretch Body Mind account, but we are in the process of changing from Stretch Body Mind into the Ordinary People Academy. And so, as part of my live, I want to introduce you to someone, and here she is. I'm going to hopefully let her... Hold on. Oh, I wonder why that's not... There we go. Is that any better? No, my microphone says it's working. Well, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. And what's that about? No requests. Accept request. Go live. Okay, this is definitely a Mercury retrograde thing. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to do it again. Oh, there she is. Can you hear me now? No, I can't hear you. Right.
Oh,
there she is. Okay.
Right. Hear me?
Yes.
Great. I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Oh my God.
But I don't know how other people can see it.
Amanda,
see, now that you've just come on, can you tell me, can you see both of us on this video? Because we're having major tech issues here. I just saw Amanda's come on there, so she is about and is still listening and can hear us
and can actually hear what you're saying. That is a very Irish thing to say. If you can hear me, tell me you can hear me, you know. And if you can't hear, don't tell me. We shall wait and see. But you can hear me all right now, but you can't see me.
No, the top half of the screen is black.
Oh, well, that's weird. Not because I can see both, but I've had that in the past. You know, when you've done like a reel and have maybe spent hours doing this freaking reel, and then it comes up and this music's playing, but there's nothing, and it's like, I can't believe we wasted all that time. So it might be a situation like that.
That's fine. And we're going ahead and hope that it works.
It is my first live. What you didn't hear me say was it is the first live that I've done from the Ordinary People Academy account. Formerly, people would have seen me on the Stretch Body Mind account, because that has been my company name for the last 10 years. But in 2024, the Ordinary People Academy is being launched. So, so this is our first chat about that. And as part of our launch, we're doing a brand new Pilates instructor training in Glasgow. And this is why I've invited you on, Jen, because you are the anatomy and physiology tutor on this course that's coming up in January.
So excited about that. So brilliant, excited, because I did my teaching qualification back in 2014. But when I did that qualification, it was TQFE, so it was doing it at college and working in further education. And when I was in doing my placement, it was just an eye-opener. It was not the environment I wanted to work in, so that put me off. And then there have been other opportunities arisen, and for multiple reasons, they have not panned out. But here we are. Finally, we have been united.
Yes. And we've known each other for a long time. Jen and I have both been in the sort of Glasgow fitness world, I suppose wellness world, for a long time. And we've known each other for a long time. And this is the first opportunity that we've got to work together formally. And I'm really excited about it because, this course is going to be off the scale.
Cannot wait. Why do you love Pilates so much?
That's a bit of a loaded question. I think as I've gotten older, it has become more and more important to me. After having a baby at 46, and I had a C-section, there was no way that I was going to do yoga. I had done yoga for years, but during the pregnancy, actually, I was hypermobile, and the Pilates felt like it knitted me back together again, whereas yoga felt like it was stretching me in the wrong ways. And after the C-section, it was the only practice that I did, the only physical practice that I did. And I've been teaching it since 2006 and training teachers since 2011. And I love the fact that when I started, I think I thought that Pilates was only for skinny white girls, you know, like dancers. And that was certainly the experience. And maybe at the time I was a lot skinnier, but I certainly wasn't one of those dancer bodies. And I wasn't sure it was going to be of any use to me. But actually, it turned out, as I say, as I've gotten older and bigger and sorer, Pilates has been the practice that really has changed everything for me, I think. And I just love sharing that with others. And I love when I get people who are interested in working with ordinary people, you know, and not necessarily with dancers. So this training, by the way, and just in case anyone is asking or wondering, is mat work. So one of the things, again, I love about mat work, and you're probably the same, is the accessibility of it, that you don't need to spend thousands on a reformer, and you don't need to spend hundreds or, you know, high prices to go to reformer classes. You actually get to roll out a mat and do it where you are, and in some cases not even roll out a mat, but do it from a chair. So yeah,
because that's what one of the things I love about Pilates is the versatility of it. Because when I first started teaching, I had people of all different sizes come along to class, and one of my clients had both her knees replaced, and I very quickly had to learn how to adapt the exercises and tweak them, and discovered that there's so many different ways that you can do the same exercise. You can include equipment, you can take equipment away. What is the intention of the practice that you're doing just now? Because you can have it as a really intense, sweaty class, or you can have it as a fairly gentle, relaxing class and still get benefits from it.
Yep. There's Kathy saying she loves Pilates, so I love that too. For a bunch of converts here.
Yeah, because I teach yoga as well, and yoga for me is fine, but I like it more for the calming spiritual aspect more so than the physical practice of yoga. I am hypermobile, and people who are hypermobile tend to be more drawn to yoga, but actually Pilates is much more beneficial because it's all about mobilizing the joints, getting all the stabilizing muscles to activate the small muscles that we very often ignore when we're away doing big heavier exercises. The sense of control, but you also, like, I've been teaching an 8-week beginners course that just finished on Tuesday there, and one of the things that everybody was surprised about was they felt like they did a really good workout, but they also felt really relaxed at the end of it. They weren't like going to a spin class or a body pump or body attack or something where you're in that cardiovascular system, you come out buzzing because your nervous system has all been ramped up, because with relaxing, you're doing really good, strong, intense work, but you're not stimulating your nervous system in the same way. You're really getting into that state of relaxation, like calming the nervous system down, which is vital.
I think that's really interesting, actually, Jen, because, again, a lot of the people who come to my classes are busy mums or busy working women, and as a result they do have disordered nervous systems. They are on high alert all the time, and I know this now as being the mum of a toddler, how my nervous system is constantly in fight or flight. But I always feel like we get to the end of the hour long class and people are like, geez, where did that time go? Because for some of them it is the only hour in their week that they get to stop being everything to everybody else and just focus on themselves. And as you say, that the sort of focus on the accessory muscles and these smaller muscle groups and that intense concentration and control that you need allows you to let go of everything else. And it definitely brings the nervous system into more of a parasympathetic response, and that sort of rest and digest feeling. It's just, it's a wonderful practice. I think Joseph Pilates is you know, one of his sayings is that he was 50 years ahead of his time, and he died in 1967. And actually, you know, 50 plus years now since his death, it really is becoming something that is taking the world by storm, because it's no longer a secret. It's no longer hidden in the dance community. And, yeah, and people are recognizing its benefits on their physical health, their mental health, their emotional health, their nervous system, helping them with inflammation and you know, sort of chronic illness as well. And in fact, I was invited this year to do some teacher training for a group that were doing work about long COVID. And what the research had shown was that even sort of gentle, as you mentioned about the cardiovascular system, but even gentle cardiovascular exercise was not beneficial for long COVID sufferers, not nowhere near in the same place as Pilates was. And as a result, these people were like, we are desperate to learn Pilates because this is what's going to help our clients in the future. So again, it's not an aerobic style of exercise. And so therefore, if somebody is suffering from long COVID, they're able to do the exercises without without impacting their lungs and their, you know, their respiratory system.
And actually, probably because they're able to help reduce that inflammation, that's going to help their healing. Because that's when Joseph Pilates first created Pilates, it was about helping people that were bedbound.
Yes. And that's what people don't realise. They think it was all for dancers. And it's like, well, okay, the reason we know about the dancers is because he wasn't working with fit and healthy dancers. He was working with people who had injury and illness. And if you think about, he opened a studio in 1926. At that time in New York, the dance community was a big thing. Like, people went to shows. And if someone got an injury, then their career was gone and they had nothing else to support them. And as a result, he was able to help people have a career, you know, for longer. And he didn't just work with dancers. He worked with ordinary people, as you know, like bedbound people. And everything he did was very bespoke. And it's one of the things that I love about Pilates, is that we get to really tailor it to our clients.
And there's such simple tweaks that you can make that doesn't look very different, but the individual person experiences it so differently.
Yeah, there's Karina saying she had no idea. And I think a lot of people don't. The other thing is that, you know, people think that the reformer is I'm really negative on reformer at the moment, and I don't mean to be. I mean, I've done my reformer training, but again, he invented the reformer because that was for people who couldn't make it to the mat, couldn't make it down to the floor. So, you know, he did that. I'm sure, like, you know the story. I'm not sure everyone knows the story, but he invented the reformer based on the work that he had done in when he was a prisoner of war over in the Isle of Man. And he was working as an orderly in a hospital. And this was like 1918. And this was the First World War. And they were sending soldiers home missing limbs, you know, holes in their stomach. And they were the people in the hospital that he was the orderly in. And he was like, you know, if you just, and he took the beds and he took the pulleys and the bed springs. And he said, if you started to do this here, you would actually strengthen here. And then you wouldn't need to have an arm because you'd have a core and you'd be able to do this. And like, you know, again, that attention to detail that he had and that individual work with each patient. And then, of course, we know the story when, not that we would ever understand anything like this, but they had this thing, and it was what they would call a pandemic. It was known as the Spanish flu. And so this Spanish flu killed thousands of people, right? Now, again, not that we'd know anything about that. But when it came to the UK, which it did, in that hospital, his ward, they didn't lose any patients with the Spanish flu. And again, that's that thing about immunity and just like dealing with inflammation, and the fact that Pilates is not just moving your arms and legs. It is about moving from a strong center and understanding the center. Again, that's another thing I love about him. Again, that he was so far ahead of his time, because nobody had heard of core exercises in those days. We didn't know what the core was. He didn't know what the core was, and yet he created this system that absolutely activated the core.
So I'm just putting a link together right here, right now in my mind. So I just taught a half day escape, and I would teach part of that. I teach the lymphatic drainage work. And just when we're talking about this there just now, I'm just realizing that all that core work, that engaging of the abdominal muscles, one of the lymphatic system doesn't have its own internal pump, but the engagement of the muscles, movement, gentle movement, small movements are what help get the lymphatic system moving, which you need to work to be able to heal. So when people are bedbound, if they're not moving at all, the lymphatic system becomes stagnant, then that puts them at risk of more illness, puts them at risk of more inflammation.
Yep.
And a cycle on the way down. So by doing this work, it's creating these internal pumps in the muscles, which then help the lymphatic system move.
And didn't you tell me before that lymph moves as well with breath?
Yes. Yeah, the only two things that move the lymphatic system is your breath and your an actual physical movement. You need the muscles contracting and expanding to be able to squeeze around the lymph.
And that. So much of what we do in Pilates is, again, about the diaphragm, the transversus abdominis, those deep, deep postural muscles, and breathing in a lateral way, and in, which is a it can be a strange concept, particularly to yogis, because they're used to taking a deep breath where they feel like their belly's expanding. But actually in Pilates, you know, we're keeping the core contracted, we're working the diaphragm, and so the breath has to suddenly move sideways and into the back body as well. And again, that's all going to help the lymph to move. And my God, I love this. I love this. This is why you're on this course. Because
each separately that are totally connected.
Yeah.
Because you can't disconnect. You can't actually disconnect them.
Yeah. It's yeah. I know. And again, Joseph and I do not know any of this. Like a lot of the stuff that we're looking at now and we're talking about is fairly new information. Yeah. I don't think we understood the importance of the lymph. I don't think we understood the importance of the fascia. We certainly didn't understand the importance of core, you know, in Joseph Pilates' time. But I think the things that were different when he was teaching were that people were physically more active in their lives, in their jobs. And, you know, we have such a sedentary lifestyle, and we're also coming off the back of 3 years of being stuck indoors, that it's, like it's time to move the body again.
Movement as medicine. Movement as medicine. And I think we need more teachers, right? Because the Pilates classes that are about, generally they're smaller numbers. Sort of, I know when I did my training, they said sort of maximum you want in a room is 12, because you want to fine tune it and tweak. I have taught bigger classes than that, and it's been, you're like, oh my God, because you start to give one person the adaptation for them, and then the next person, the next person, the next thing, the class has been doing shoulder bridge for like half the class.
Yes.
The smaller classes are much better, which means you need to have more classes on the timetable and or more teachers teaching it.
Yep.
Like there needs to be Pilates on more timetables across the city.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it is one of the things, this is why I wanted to do the in-person in Glasgow, because I've actually taught this in, well, I taught it initially in Northern Ireland in 2011. I was the first person to bring the level 3 diploma over to Northern Ireland, because I knew there was a need for it. And I'm still teaching in Northern Ireland to this year. You know, I still go home and deliver courses. For those who don't know, I'm Northern Irish. I live just by that accent, but I live in Scotland. I live in Glasgow. So and it's lovely to actually bring it to my adopted homeland and teach it here in Glasgow, because I really feel like there is a need for it. And this is a bit disrespectful to the yogis, but I feel sometimes that you could like throw a stone and hit a yoga teacher in Glasgow. There are a lot of yoga teachers, but there aren't a lot of Pilates teachers. And you're right, we need more teachers, we need more studios to put Pilates on their books. I know that things like the Glasgow Club, they do have Pilates classes, But any sort of local authority classes, they're you can't get into them. And their numbers are far too high. I know of people that are teaching in excess of like 30 people in a class. It's not fair on you as a teacher, and it's not fair on the students either. They're not getting the proper benefits of Pilates. So yeah, I would absolutely encourage people to do some training and to become Pilates teachers, because it's something that is desperately needed. And and I've a lot of people making a really good life for themselves by becoming Pilates teachers.
Yeah, I mean, I used to teach for the Glasgow Club, the Pilates course, and it was a bit of a fight to even get them to put it on the timetable. Mm. But how they set it up was you had to do the 6-week beginner's course before you could go into a normal class. And we were in a wee side room, so you could only fit maximum 12 people in it, so it was perfect for that, because otherwise they would have oversubscribed it. But it was like, at the end of the day, 8 o'clock, 8 till 9 o'clock at night, people want to go home. Yep. People want to be coming after that time of night. So it definitely needs to be, because it was always the high intensity classes that were on at the peak times. Yes. And they were all packed, but that's because you weren't giving people an alternative option to have these health.
And nor do you need to. In those classes, it's just about moving. If you think about the likes of the Zumba sort of, the absolute powerhouse that was, and it was like 50 and 60 people in a room, but they're just dancing about having fun. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
But this is different. You know, this is helping people who have danced about and had fun. I know actually my Pilates tutor, the person that I trained with initially, she had a hip replacement and a knee replacement because for years she had been a step aerobics teacher. And so I find a lot of people come to Pilates because they've been doing more high impact stuff and then they've injured themselves. Yeah. And and they're coming to this because for me it's a long lasting career.
Yes.
Not just, this is not a flash in the pan. This is not pack them in and make your money. You will make your money by doing authentic work, and that is very, very important to me, that that people have some integrity in what they're teaching, and it's part of the reason why I've partnered with you for the anatomy and physiology, because I know that you geek out over this, and I know it's really important to me that I have other tutors on my course that are as passionate about this as I am.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm like poor dork when it comes to anatomy physiology. Might not always remember the proper Latin names of the muscles and organs and stuff like that, but like this bit here, as long as you know it for the exam.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's go through, like, because I'm just checking our time, because I know the two of us could just talk forever and people might get bored listening to us. Don't understand why. When does the training start?
Right, I need to look at my calendar for this. You'd think I would know this off by heart, and I really should. It starts on the 27th and 28th of January. We're running one weekend a month. So we're doing end of January, February, March, April, and May. And then we have 6 weeks off where people go and study, and then they come back mid-July for their assessment. So effectively, it's like a 6-month course, but it's 5 months of study. And the weekend a month is not the only time that you're studying. I'm expecting you to go to Pilates classes, to do some study in between times. When you're doing the training, it is a level 3 diploma in teaching Pilates. It's accredited by YMCA awards, and you get. One of the things that I love about it is that you're not just learning how to teach Pilates, you actually have to create a 6-week, actually it might even be a 12-week lesson plan, so that when you go out as a brand new teacher, you've actually got a term's worth of classes to teach. So you're not scrambling about trying to, like, oh God, I don't know what to teach after week one. You've got a whole term of classes to teach.
That's so good, because when I did my teacher training, it was just a put a class together, and it was one class. I think you had to do like a 4-week progression thing, but It wasn't.
Yeah. Mine was exactly the same. One class.
Yeah, it wasn't from beginner onwards, which teaching Pilates beginners is the best way for you as a teacher to learn how to teach it. And also to be able to, because people get very, it's like your hairdresser or your dentist or your yoga teacher, you like a particular teacher and you like a way that they teach. So trying to run an intermediate or advanced Pilates class from the bat is not a wise idea. You want to get beginners so that you're getting people that have either never done Pilates before or have done it and fallen away and maybe didn't enjoy the teacher they were with previously, so that you can build them up that way. And then you have your, like, my clients that are with me have been with me since 2010, most of them.
And that's when you started, and they've stayed. Yeah. They've stayed with you all that time. Yeah. And I think I would have been the same, except I've moved. Because I've moved about. But I think it's one of the things that's wonderful about it is that you really attract committed clients.
Yeah.
Because, and it's not because of you, it's because they can see the difference it makes to their lives.
Yeah, because one of my ladies is in her mid-70s now, and she goes skiing every year in America. When she first started coming to me, her daughter signed her up for the beginner's class because she was starting to get a wee old lady hump, and her daughter said, no way, you're not doing this, you're going to this Pilates class. And to be fair to her, the first 4 weeks she was out the door like a shot every week, and I thought, she's not going to come back at the end of this course. But she came back and did the beginner's course again. I mean, she still classes herself as a beginner 14 years later, but you're not a beginner, you're not. But we have to tweak it, and we have to tweak it and adapt it to suit who is in class. And we sometimes do stuff with weights and sometimes we don't, and it's always depending on
that's my nursery phone in, so I'm assuming.
Right, so this is probably a good place to stop.
Yes, it could be. I'll have to phone them back and find out what's going on.
Either one of us to get the details for how to join the class.
Yes, please. So you can DM me, you can DM you. I will put a link underneath this as well. And I will I'll put a link in my bio as well, to let people know. Because the other thing is, we're running it right now. I mean, recruiting for it right now. I have limited spaces. I don't want to have a lot of people in it, because I want to give you lots of time and attention. But one of the things that I've realized is it can be very difficult to try and find, it's an expensive course. It's over £2,000, and to try and find that, it's like, oh God. So you don't have to pay in full. You can actually pay in installments. So I wanted to offer that as we're doing the training, you're paying for it as you do the training. Having said that, if you pay before we start in January, you get a £250 discount. So just something to think about. So there we go. But all the details will be linked somewhere around. And and I will probably chat to you again very, very soon, Jen.
No doubt we will do this again. All right. Have a good day. See what the nursery wants, and I will speak to you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.